Zen's most significant inquiry is to find the original face. This face that you have right now is not your original face. It is changing every moment. Every moment you are becoming older. Every moment death is coming closer. Just few years before you were a child, and just few years afterwards you were an old man. And a little more few years, and not even a trace of you will be found anywhere. How many millions of people have lived before you? Some crackpot has inquired, because only crackpots inquire in such things, that wherever you are sitting, at least there have been made 8 graves in the past. You are sitting on 8 ghosts. And just think of the implication. You will be the 9th. And the 10th ghost will be sitting on your head. Where all those people have disappeared? No, this face, this body, this mind, which comes and goes, is not your true being, your original face. You have to find out something in you which never changes. In Zen language, that which never changes in you is your original face. All others are masks. Only one thing never changes in you, and that is witnessing, watchfulness, awareness. Everything changes. You are aware of the anger, anger will change. How long you can be angry? The hottest person is going to be coolest sooner or later. And the coolest person can be driven to be hot. You love. But the moment you say, I love, you should remember, love has started dying. Soon, you will be carrying a corpse of love. Still saying old words, repeated dialogues, but deep inside you know the love that was a romance, a poetry, a song is no more there. Your heart no more sings, no more dances. But awareness remains the same. One time it was aware that you love, one time it is aware that love is gone. Seasons come and go. Flowers blossom and disappear in the dust. But at the deepest core of your being, is the greatest mystery of awareness, which is eternal, which is your original face. When suddenly one day the light of life, now so brilliant, will be withdrawn, where does it go? In this sort of way, continued Bhukko, look into the self. Look when you sleep. Look when you sit. Look when you walk. And you will be surprised that the awareness remains the same whether you are sitting. It does not mean that the awareness is sitting also. When you are walking, it does not mean that the awareness is walking also. When you are going to your bed, it does not mean the awareness is also going to sleep. Who watches the dreams? Sleep or awake, sitting or standing, walking or not walking, one thing in you is absolutely the same. And to find out this is the whole of religion. Everything else is non-essential.